This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The FBI is helping to investigate the cause of Thursday's Marshall Fire that destroyed nearly 1,000 homes and businesses. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Downed power lines were originally suspected to be behind the cause of Thursday's Marshall Fire, but investigators now say they've mainly found fallen phone and communication lines, which are unlikely to ignite anything. Governor Jared Polis confirmed that an investigation into the cause is underway.
If there was, of course, anybody responsible for the start of this fire, we expect that they'll be held fully accountable under the law.
Police have received numerous tips, and Sheriff Joe Pelley confirmed on Sunday that the start of the fire was near a shed on private property in a rural area. But the sheriff declined on Sunday to say whether he thought it was human or nature caused. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Allison reports for NPR on the Marshall Fire later in this hour. Xcel Energy says it was asked to shut off gas to 14,000 customers Thursday because of the fire. Most of them are still without service. Xcel's Colorado president, Alice Jackson, says restoring gas safely takes time.
As we move through the next several days, it's going to be continued hard work for all of us.
She says the process involves crews visiting each building twice to reset the system. Jackson expects to have gas restored to most buildings by tomorrow night. The state will spend $30 million to help communities reduce wildfires' effects on water resources. The state legislature approved that funding for the Colorado Water Conservation Board. It will help restore burned areas and reduce flooding in those places. Some of that money will be used to look at how future wildfires could threaten water resources. Colorado is doing away with the time limit for victims of child sexual abuse to sue their abusers or an institution that facilitated the crime. That's with a state law that takes effect with the new year. The law also opens a 3-year window for people who were abused in the past 6 decades to file lawsuits. There's more at CPR.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.